This is Weekly Outlook for January 28, 2013. March corn futures are currently trading about 25 cents above the closing price on January 10th, supported by the USDA's grain stocks report released on January 11th that confirmed that feed and residual use of corn has been large, implying that consumption has not sufficiently been rationed following the small crop of 2012. Ongoing changes in livestock production are mixed, but may be contributing to a slightly slower pace of feed consumption. The number of cattle in feedlots continues to be well below the level of a year ago as a result of the multi-year liquidation of the cow herd. The number of cattle on feed on January 1, 2013 was nearly 6% below the inventory of a year earlier, about the same magnitude of decline reported in December. The number of milk cows on farms on December 2012 was only 0.1% less than in December 2011. The number of broiler-type chicks placed each week is currently running about 1% above the pace of a year ago. Finally, the USDA's December Hogs and Pigs report indicated that the inventory of market hogs on December 1st was equal to that of a year ago in every weight category. While the pace of consumption of all feed ingredients has likely declined below that of a year ago, the decline appears still to be relatively modest. The pace of corn consumption is not known, but may still be at a more rapid pace than projected by the USDA, given the slowdown in the production of distillers' grain so far in the 2012 marketing year. The pace of ethanol production so far in the 2012 marketing year continues well below the pace of last year, and the decline was especially large beginning in mid-December. It is still likely that corn use for ethanol production this marketing year will reach the USDA projection of 4.5 billion bushels as blending economics remain favorable and Brazilian imports are expected to slow. The major slowdown in U.S. corn consumption so far this year is occurring in the export sector. The USDA projects marketing year exports at a 43-year low of 950 million bushels, 38% less than exported last year. Shipments during the first 21 weeks of the year totaled only 306 million bushels, 54% less than during the same period last year. There is some potential for the export pace to accelerate, with shipments for the most recent week being the largest since September. The year-to-date deficit and the potential for a large South American harvest, however, suggest that the USDA projection will not be exceeded. Taken together, the pace of current and expected corn consumption appears to be rapid enough to provide support for old crop prices for several more weeks, but does not appear to point to the need for much higher prices. Higher prices would require a more rapid export pace and or additional concerns about the South American crop. While old crop corn prices are above the level of January 10th, new crop futures are trading at about the same level, and harvest cash bids reflect a much weaker basis. Those prices are being supported by ongoing concerns about drought conditions in the western and plain states. These conditions are of concern, but have little influence on yield potential and little correlation to next summer's weather. If corn yields are low again in 2013, it will be due to poor summer weather, not to current moisture conditions. As a result, new crop corn prices likely still reflect too much yield risk.